This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Next week, the Massachusetts legislature is expected to propose a plan to reduce the state's 10 congressional districts to 9. Massachusetts has to lose a district because its population growth has not kept pace with the rest of the country. Until yesterday, most observers expected the proposal to force two of the state's 10 members of Congress to run against each other. But then John Oliver, the congressman for the first congressional district in the western part of the state, announced that he is retiring. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice joins us to talk about what Oliver's retirement means to the redistricting effort. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Sharon.
So what does this retirement mean for redistricting?
So the first thing that everybody thought was the fact that Oliver is now stepping out means that there are only 9 members of Congress. Ergo, since we're going from 10 congressional districts to 9 congressional districts, no one is going to have to run against anybody else anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's really not going to be that simple. One of the things that may affect the redistricting process are the ambitions of State Senator Stan Rosenberg of Amherst. He is the head of the Senate contingent in the redistricting committee. He has long been believed to have wanted to run for John Oliver's seat once Oliver retired. Mm-hmm. And so it seems logically unlikely that Rosenberg would put himself in a race against an incumbent member of Congress.
Right.
And so that throws us into a whole bunch of other scenarios.
Well, what are those other scenarios?
One is, of course, the logical scenario would be that you would get rid of one of the Western Massachusetts districts. The reason being that that's the part of the state that has not kept pace, in fact, has lost population in some places with the rest of the state. So if you're just doing it on the basis of population, you might get rid of one of those two congressional districts. But, of course, politicians from the western part of the state are adamant that they would like to keep two representatives out there because Western Massachusetts feels so unrepresented. So that's one scenario, right? The other one is the traditional political scenario, and that is you get rid of your least influential member of Congress. Typically, that's the one who's been elected the most recently. And the reason you do that is mm-hmm. you want to maximize the clout of your delegation in Washington. You want them to bring home the bacon. In this case, that would be Bill Keating. He was elected last year.
But that's not a definite?
No. One other possible scenario, and this was told to me by a friend of Senate President Therese Murray, who is obviously very influential in this process. She apparently would like to eliminate a liability for Democrats, and that liability is John Tierney. He is the congressman from the North Shore, the 6th congressional district, and his wife's family has been involved in a scandal involving online gambling. As a result of that, last year when Tierney ran for re-election, he faced what should not have been a close race but ended up being a close race against what people had thought would be a relatively weak Republican challenger. And there's another reason to get rid of the 6th congressional district. Kerry Healey, former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healey, is thought to want to run for Congress from there. And if you eliminate that district, which is a very Republican district, I mean, it's one where Republicans would have a good chance of winning, mm-hmm. you rob her of a chance to get elected to Congress, and you deprive the Republicans of perhaps their best shot at getting somebody in Congress in the House of Representatives.
So if it's not one of these options, it could be what's behind door number 17.
Of course, it could be. Absolutely. And this afternoon, I was able to talk to some congressional staffers as well as members of the state Senate. What they're all saying is that they don't really know, that this is a process that's being kept pretty much under wraps.
Okay, Fred, thank you.
Thanks, Sharon.
WBUR's Fred Tice.